What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
Microphone and a phony at the mic.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
I wish I could be in the living room of somebody who's listening to this show.
Jeff Lutz.
You think they're listening in their living room?
And maybe.
It's not 1943.
It's a strange world.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Stand by for action.
All right, welcome back. Hour number two, the Bob and Jeff Show, KFH Radio. Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz, co-hosting. Max Power back in our studio, producing and engineering, the IHOP hotline, 869-1240. Did you see the news? The greatest Thunder player of all time is now an assistant coach.
Watch it.
What?
I did see that news.
Clayton is back. Of course, we're teasing our friend Jason Duda. They're co-greats, right?
Yeah, we're going to have Clayton on the show Friday, Duda,
really?
Duda and me.
Well, that'll be great.
Are you definitely off Friday?
I'm out.
Good. We don't need you.
You said that in a way that you were hoping I'd be in.
Oh, please. I've got this so handled, you wouldn't even.
Who else you got?
We got Joanna. We got a game. We don't even need to plan. The show's done.
It won't be a good show, but it'll be a show.
It'll be a great show. I agree with you.
It'll be a show, and you'll make the best of a difficult situation.
How jealous are you?
Not at all.
Seems like you are.
I am so ready to have a day off. And since we don't have a show Thursday due to the Royals, I'll have a four-day weekend.
Oh, my goodness gracious. How about that?
I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, who wouldn't be?
Why are you like that?
Like what?
Why can't you be, no, that's great, Dad.
Yeah, that's
all right. You probably deserve it.
No, not more than anybody else.
Why?
Why would you?
Because, Max, you don't have to record this. Well, go ahead. Because I carry the show.
To its death?
And we'll make our picks tomorrow on the show. So,
really?
Yeah, I'll get
those. I think
we
should make
out.
Them Friday.
No, we're going to make them tomorrow. I don't want to have to deal with anything Friday.
You're so lame. I don't want to make a phone call.
How do you feel about that?
Do whatever you want.
Thank you. That's exactly
I'm give you the attitude. I'm going to give you something to deal with on Friday.
Like what?
I don't know.
What are you going to do?
You should have given me the day off Friday. We're headed down up to Manhattan for family weekend. But now you're making us leave at 5 instead of we could have left at 3.
I didn't know that. Did you ever tell me that before now?
Yeah.
No, be honest.
I think we have told you
Did you ever tell me that?
I'm pretty sure we have.
You did not.
I've told you that it's family weekend.
You did not.
At K-State.
So had you told me that, I would have made arrangements, but not now. It's too late.
What do you mean arrangements? What do you have going on
Friday? I would have done the show, but I'm not doing it now. I got other plans.
What plans?
You don't need to know.
You have no plans.
You do not need
I've
to know.
I've never met a guy with fewer plans than you.
I'm going to do something with my wife on Friday. So that's what we're looking at.
I made a reservation to a restaurant in Las Vegas. Never been more proud of myself.
Don't care.
Oh, I can't wait.
I think my idea of going out solo is gaining momentum.
Good. I hope you do.
Wonder how I'll do.
Poorly.
I'm not a young man.
That's a 20-hour drive. You should let me drive.
Why?
And buy my ticket and the gas. And all the food and lodging.
See, that's the only reason you want to go with me.
Please.
No, it really is.
Are you kidding me right now?
I know that.
Are you kidding me right now?
Maybe he'll buy stuff.
Well, it'd be nice. You know how much money I've spent on Eagles tickets?
That's not my problem.
I know it isn't, but it would be. But it's not like I'm mooching off of you for Eagles tickets over the
years.
Well,
nor could
you. I think you've bought me
two. That's not even possible.
I think you bought me 2 out of 54.
Why would I buy you any of them?
I'm saying we didn't go together. You didn't want to go with me. You didn't, hey, let's go to this one. I'll go to that one with you. It'll be fun. I'll get.
I don't want to go to all these concerts.
I know, but I'm saying you could have reached out more than really once.
Did you ever buy a ticket for me?
Hell freezes over. You didn't buy for me. But
did you ever buy a ticket for me?
Yeah, of course.
Really? When?
The one we went to.
Why do you come across as this needy person?
Because I want you to buy the ticket. That's all. No biggie.
Well, I'm not ever going to buy you a ticket.
Never?
No.
My goodness. And you think I'm mean.
No, I'm just never going to do it.
Why?
Why would I?
Why wouldn't you? It's
what
a moment
adult
you can
buys a 41-year-old.
It's a moment
person.
You can share with your son. I'm not a 41-year-old person. I'm your flesh and blood.
And why would I buy a ticket?
Why not? Why did I buy
why
a ticket?
Why wouldn't you buy a ticket for me?
You're pretty old.
I mean, I don't get it. Would your wife approve of this kind of messaging?
I need to get insurance on your ticket. Yeah.
She would.
Absolutely.
Go for it, Jeff. Get that old man to buy you a ticket. That's what she'd say.
Probably, yeah.
Are you kidding?
No.
Now I'm going to text her.
No, you're not.
Oh,
she's,
I am.
She's homesick. You can't do that. Please don't bother her.
No, I will.
Don't bother her.
Because this is unbelievable.
Yeah. Believe it.
I will never buy you another thing.
Then I guess we're not going to Vegas together.
If I go, I'll go.
Well, I'm
if
going.
If I decide to go with you, I'll go and I'll buy my ticket. I won't buy your ticket.
Why not? We don't want you want to sit with me now?
No, we'll each buy our ticket.
We can't buy them together.
Why?
Because of one ticket at a time.
Well, then you'll pay me back if I buy two tickets.
Well, we'll see.
And if you don't, I'll rip up the ticket.
There's no ripping them up. I'll buy them. With
I'll
your
take
credit
someone
card.
Else with me.
I'll buy them with your credit card.
No.
I'll have them on my Ticketmaster.
No.
And you won't be able to access them, so that'll be good.
First of all, you'll never have my credit card.
How am I going to pay you back then?
Secondly, I'll never buy you another thing.
Nothing?
No.
All right, fine.
And buddy pal?
What a horrible thing to say.
There'll be a call into my estate attorney as well.
Good.
Well, yeah. You
already know I'm not getting anything there.
You better think good.
Who is that? Jeff?
Somebody? You don't need to worry about it.
I know who it is.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
It's not who you think
it
is.
It's one of two people.
No, it's not.
It's this guy or that guy.
No, you don't know. I'll take care of my own finances. Including my finances after I'm gone.
Are you going to have an auction?
That's up to my wife.
I won't bid.
Good. You're not invited.
I won't go.
I wouldn't want you there.
Why?
I just wouldn't.
Who wants these huge shrines to Jeff?
I'm looking forward to getting this kitchen remodel done because we got to pick out a microwave. We got to get a new small dining room set, not big like the last one. It'll be a cozy, kind of intimate,
good
dining experience for two or four, not six. And we're gonna look at some things.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Well, you hear those planes fly overhead?
Yeah, pretty loud.
That's I haven't heard that much here at our building.
It's almost
that was loud.
It's almost unnerving.
I have my headsets on and that was loud. How loud was it?
Pretty loud.
And I can still hear the rumble.
Are we having an air show that I didn't know about today?
I don't think so. I got when I grew up in Derby and in the close proximity to McConnell and Boeing, it was every day. This was every day. Just you learn to live with it.
I'm sure.
But I don't live with that now. Although
not as
much. I told you in our home, when we close the blinds, there's this little crack between the blinds. Have I told this story?
Not to me.
Well, I'm going to tell the story. Are you ready for it?
I'm ready.
So there's this little sliver of space between the blinds. And it's fascinating because, you know, as planes come in to Wichita, they kind of circle out to the northeast, and then they come back around, And in that little sliver of a space between our shades, our blinds, I can always see the plane.
Really?
It's the exact same flight path. I find that incredible. Every plane is right on that. Don't you find that interesting?
It's interesting. How do you know it's every plane and not the same flight every day?
No, it's 4, 5, 6 times a night.
That's amazing.
It happens all the time. It's small planes, bigger planes. I'd love to know more about that. Because, you know, there are flight patterns, right? You've heard of those.
Maybe I'll look into that.
I'm right in the flight pattern where I can see that plane between the sliver of space in my blinds. And it gives me where I sit. You understand that? Like in my chair, I have that.
Where?
That vantage point. In my chair.
In your living room.
Yeah. I can see that. And for whatever reason, I take great satisfaction in that. It soothes me.
I'm glad.
Does that make any sense to you?
Yeah, you like your little routine.
Thank you. You're trying to get a ticket, aren't you?
No, I don't want a ticket anymore.
Trying to be nice so you can get a ticket. I know exactly how you work.
It's interesting.
And I'm not going to put up with it.
All right, don't put up with it.
Now,
where would you want to sit at this?
Now the Pac-12 has sued the Mountain West. This stuff is unbelievable. As I spoke with Kevin Saul, it's almost like the games have taken a back seat. The competition is now Saturday. We'll watch it all, but it's not nearly as intriguing as all this maneuvering, is it?
Not on September 27th or whatever it'll be on Saturday, 28th, I guess. But eventually the season will become hopefully more interesting than the Pac-12 and Mountain West travails.
Aren't you shocked that Memphis didn't go through with this?
Not really.
I know it's a high exit fee. I get it.
I don't know why
Memphis
would want to be in that.
Nearly desperate to get out of the American. We've heard it time and again from guests we've had on the show. And I'm telling you, the Pac-12's, some of the teams they brought in are good. That's a better conference than the American.
I don't know. I'd have to really.
San Diego State was recently in the Final Four.
I'd have to really look at it. Basketball, probably, yes, it is, especially if they get Gonzaga, which we don't know if that's happening or not. Football, probably about the same.
No, it's not. San Diego State's better. Boise State has fought for.
20 years ago.
No, that's a great program.
They're a fine program.
My gosh, Colorado State.
No.
That's a good program.
No.
And I think that's a. And then you got Fresno State. And Fresno State's had very good moments.
You're expressing to me a lot of meh.
Okay, Fresno State or Tulane?
That's a tough one. Let me look at Fresno State's yearly records. Now,
which team
would I want in my conference? Just based on nothing? That's also tough. I was getting ready to say Fresno State for sure. But New Orleans, man, I don't know. That's close to me.
Okay, Fresno State or South Florida?
Another one. Tampa?
South Florida's not in Tampa.
Where is it?
Tampa. I just like to mess with you. I got you.
Another tough one. I don't know.
Okay.
Probably Fresno.
San Diego State or South Florida?
San Diego State.
San Diego State or Tulane?
San Diego State, probably.
Of course.
Probably.
What's Diego State's
yearly?
Huh?
I know they're pretty good at football, but you lose track of some of these teams. Like things that you talking about Boise State, they compete for. That was like 25 years ago.
Boise State's still
goes fast. I know, but they're not in that class.
They'd be a great addition to the Pac-12, and they will be.
They are in the Pac-12.
I'm very curious to see where this all goes. Memphis, I'm telling you. Through talking to my sources, You understand I have sources.
San Diego State's like the Oklahoma State of the...
Do you understand I have sources?
Not as good. No.
Well, I do.
Why would you?
Because I still am a media member.
Hmm. Should I have sources?
I reached out last night to one of them.
To who?
You don't need to know this.
I know who it is. I know
who.
Gary Parrish.
No, it's not Gary Parrish.
Then who cares if it's not somebody that matters?
I tell you, when it gets to the small talk portion of this show,
oh, I'm so good at it. Try some.
And the back and forth, you used to be really good at it.
What happened?
You're starting to come apart.
When was I good at it?
I just think you're distracted more. I don't think you feel as confident.
Oh, that's crazy.
Being able to hang with me.
That might be true. I don't know. Not about you.
As you just said it, Max. Put that clip aside.
No, not about you. Just confidence in general. But I think it's coming back.
What happened to your confidence?
So don't worry about it. I don't know.
Well, give me an idea. What?
I don't know. Just ebbs and flows, I guess. But it'll be fine. I'll be fine. Everything's great.
I mean, you got to bring it on this show.
I usually do. I don't think just you saying something makes it true.
I mean, I bring it. I'm here every day bringing it. And that's what I expect from you or Duda or the Memphis, big fella or whomever.
Memphis wants to be in the ACC probably. But then that conference is going to crumble. So who knows?
You don't know.
We're Big Ten, we're SEC, and we're
Memphis,
probably Big 12.
Tulane, South Florida, and UTSA would have been good gets for the Pac-12. Apparently that's not happening. And maybe tomorrow on the show I will attempt to get Gary Parrish.
You should. He's one of your good sources.
Or Jeff Calkins.
Yeah, maybe.
Those are the guys that know Memphis, right?
What, does Gary Parrish know Memphis more than?
Sure he does. He's based in Memphis.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That's where he's been based forever.
I had no idea.
Well, I don't know why you haven't. Why you don't have it?
Why would I?
Because that's...
Why would that information have come across my desk?
Common knowledge. Do you watch Gary Parrish?
Do I watch
his podcast?
No.
Do you listen to him?
When it's basketball season. Not during the off season. I tried to get you listening to a podcast yesterday. You had no interest.
No interest.
The Bill Simmons podcast.
I'm not interested in Bill Simmons.
Really?
Nope.
Why do you think that is?
Seems like he was really a big deal 5 or 10 years ago.
He's got more money than anybody on earth, it seems like.
Well, that doesn't mean success, and that doesn't mean I want to hear you. Okay?
All right. You going to watch the Vince McMahon documentary?
When's it out?
Tonight, tomorrow.
Tonight.
Like late tonight, like midnight-ish.
Well, I'm not going to stay up to midnight.
I understand that, but...
To watch it, for crying out loud. I got to get some sleep.
Maybe 11, might be midnight Eastern.
I'm not watching it tonight.
All right.
And neither are you, I hope.
I doubt it. Unless it's like on my TV when I get home, then no.
What do you mean when you get home?
Sometimes it's weird. It just shows up.
It just shows up?
Yeah, like the day before it's supposed to be on. Seems like that's happened before.
I can't even relate to what you're talking about.
My Netflix is, I must have the gold package.
Yeah, I doubt it.
Max is playing the game, by the way, but what do you want to say?
I'm trying to figure out. The Tigers held on to beat Tampa Bay 2-1, and the Royals and Twins, boy, they better get...
Detroit's now officially in second place.
They better get it going. They're 83-74, now a half game ahead of Kansas City, and a game and a half ahead of Minnesota.
Wow.
They could be solely in that wild card position.
Yeah, they have the first spot now.
The Royals and Twins lose tonight.
Crazy.
Seattle just a game and a half behind Kansas City, and they are a half game behind the Minnesota Twins. All right, we'll take a break. Got a game coming up. Is Max involved in this game?
Max is playing, yeah.
What's the game?
Tell you when we get back.
No, we got to entice people to hang.
We hang for this one, folks.
What's it about? Give me the subject matter.
It's not sports.
Music.
I don't know.
Oh, you know.
It might be. It might not be.
Back in a minute.
On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us. Listen to the Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Bob and Jeff Show on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
It's time to play the game. Time to play the game!
All right. It is time to play the game here on the Bob and Jeff Show. What is the game?
You're going to name either one of the television shows that was the highest rated for a year, or a movie that was the highest grossing of a year. You can name either one. If you get that right, you get to try to name the other one.
All right, Max, you want to go first?
And you can steal in this game.
You want to go first?
I take it has to be the same year for the TV and movie, correct?
No, you can name it. It could be any year, and you can name a TV show or movie first. It doesn't matter.
Okay,
but
I'll go first.
Please declare before you.
I'll go first.
Okay, would you go ahead?
All in the Family.
All in the Family. Let me get off the movie page. That is correct. Would you like to try to name a movie?
Sure. Godfather.
The Godfather. Probably sometime in the...
Like 72.
This only goes back to 77, so... go 77, and that was earlier.
Or Star Wars.
Another flaw in the game, Max.
Oh, I didn't know that only. Star Wars is correct. You have 2 points.
Which Star Wars?
Star Wars.
The first one. The original.
Yeah, if you wanted to name another one, he'd say the subtitle.
All right, my turn?
Yeah.
Television show MASH.
Television show MASH. Highest rated of a year. That is incorrect.
Well, let me tell you right now, this thing is flawed.
I'm looking at it. Max, you get to steal.
Wait a minute, don't I get to name a movie?
No, you didn't name the first one correct.
Well, the first one could have been either a movie or a television show.
Right, you have to get it correct.
Why don't I get a chance at both of them, and then Max can steal where I'm wrong?
Because you didn't get the first one right. You don't get a bonus. If you don't get the first one right. Right, Max? You can steal.
Max, I can't believe you want to play under these guidelines.
He made up the rules.
You can steal a television show, and then if you get that correct, you get another movie shot.
Okay. I'll go with Happy Days.
Happy Days is correct.
And MASH wasn't.
MASH apparently was not, no. And now a movie for a steal.
Titanic.
Titanic is, of course, correct. You lead 4-0 after one round, and it is again your turn, Max.
All right, let me think. TV show. Should know this.
TV show or movie?
All right, I'll start with
five
the movie.
Seconds.
I'll start with the movie. I can't think of that.
Time.
Well, I couldn't think of the movie.
You get a chance to steal a television show or a movie.
What's the question?
Highest rated television show of a year, highest grossing movie of a year. 77 and on for the movies.
A Jaws. Or was that before 77?
Man, why are you making me look this up? Jaws came out in 75.
Okay.
I'll give you another shot.
Movie.
Even though you knew.
No, I didn't. Movie. Gosh, that's so hard.
5 seconds.
Empire Strikes Back.
Empire Strikes Back. That is correct. It is 4-1 after.
And I get a television show now. Right?
Yeah, you didn't guess a television
show. And what's the time frame on television shows?
It goes basically back to the history of television, the 1950.
Okay. Then I would pick Gunsmoke.
Gunsmoke is correct. It is 4-2, and it's your turn.
Now it's my turn.
Again.
I'll pick Bonanza.
Bonanza is correct. Now you need a movie.
And I would also pick Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Good guess and a correct guess.
Max, this thing's suddenly tied.
It is 4-4.
And Jeff looked at my phone to make sure I'm not cheating.
Oh, I saw you looking at your phone earlier.
Oh, my God.
You stole my Bonanza.
Max, it is your turn. Top of the third, 4-4.
What a comeback
in this game.
Never count me out. Now Max is rattled.
He is a little rattled. Television show or a movie?
I'll go with the TV show first.
Okay.
The Fugitive.
That's going to be...
That is incorrect.
Oh.
This is the last episode.
Max.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
You're up. For the steal.
I will say Golden Girls.
Golden Girls is incorrect.
What? This is a false.
Why is it a false?
I don't know. Go, Max.
It's your turn.
It's still my turn?
Yeah, you tried to steal from Max.
Oh,
so it's your
okay.
Back
now
to
it's
you.
My turn.
Yes.
I get to name a TV show.
Or a movie.
And a movie. Or a movie.
Yes.
Oh, man. Why can't I think of any movies? It's absolutely... Oh. I'll
Five
say
seconds.
E.T.
E.T. is correct. Now a television show, if you don't mind.
And as for the television show, I'll say Beverly Hillbillies.
Beverly Hillbillies, because television has not existed in the last 50 years, is correct. 6-4 after 3.
Unbelievable. How many rounds are we playing?
I don't
five?
Know. Until we stop, I guess.
Now we'll play 5 rounds.
5 rounds, Max. Highest rated television show of a year, highest grossing movie of a year.
Toy Story 1.
Toy Story 1 is correct.
Ah. That was my next
1995.
Doggone it.
And a television show, perhaps.
I believe Kung Fu ruled for a year because I still watch it.
Well,
Master
unfortunately,
Master
unfortunately,
Po.
Kung Fu did not rule for a year. So you can steal a television show.
I can steal the television
you
show.
You can.
I'll say the Andy Griffith Show.
Correct. 1967-68. It is now 7-5, and it's your turn.
Black Panther.
Well, that's a good guess. Yes, correct.
Have you ever seen a guy turn it on like this?
I don't know. Have I?
No, I mean, say something.
Amazing.
If you're really going to host this game show, you got to be excited
for
it.
I'm not excited. I'm not rooting for anybody. I'm just... moderating.
I don't get it.
Give me a television show.
Dick Van Dyke Show.
Stop stalling. Dick Van Dyke, not correct.
I disagree.
Max, you can steal a television show here.
Dick Van Dyke, not funny then, not funny now. even though I don't think this is funny. I Love Lucy.
I Love Lucy is, of course, correct. It is 8-6, and we go to the fifth and final round. Max, you're up.
The first Avengers movie.
Nah.
Avengers, yes, correct.
What?
2012. The Avengers, it's correct. And a television show.
The Penny Show, Big Bang Theory.
Uh-oh.
It's a good guess.
That is a good guess.
I'm going to actually throw that out. because I'm throwing out that guess because since 2011 it has been Sunday Night Football, and I don't consider that a TV show. So give me a guess pre 2011.
Well, that why didn't you tell us that going in?
I don't know, I'm throwing it out.
Well, that's a terrible. This game is just thrown together.
I'm throwing it out. Max, you can guess again.
My Big Bang Theory was incorrect.
Yeah, because since 2011, it has been Sunday Night Football every year. So I'm talking about series that are on the air. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, we're changing the rules, Max.
But you know what I'm talking about.
But Big Bang Theory was a series.
I know, but it wasn't highest rated because Sunday Night Football has been the highest rated show since 2011. So I need a pre-2011 show.
Unbelievable.
That was highest rated.
How I Met Your Mother.
Unbelievable.
How I Met Your Mother, that would be in the same time frame, but since I already explained the rules, I'm not.
I don't know what night they were on. So
no, I'm saying Sunday Night Football has been the highest rated show every year since 2011.
Oh, okay.
Matt, how many guesses does Max get?
That's it.
Now what?
It's your turn.
What's the score?
It is 8-7. So
I've already won.
No, you haven't. He could steal if you miss.
Well, I'm stealing from him.
Okay, then try to name a television show.
The rules for this are very...
Give us a show.
Why are you getting upset?
Because you're stalling.
Batman.
Batman is a TV show?
No. Movie.
No, you're stealing a TV show.
Oh. Honeymooners.
No. Have you? Come on. Have you guys watched television in the last 50 years? So it's 8-7 going to the bottom of the fifth.
No. Now it's my turn.
And it's your turn. So I need a television show and or a movie.
Television show. Movie. I'm going to go movie first.
Okay.
Batman. The Michael Keaton.
Yes.
Thank you. And?
And it's 9-7, so you can't, you
and
can't
now,
lose.
And now I get one more, right?
You get a TV show.
I get a TV show.
Yes.
Newhart.
Come on. No.
You, there's no way.
9-7, your final.
Thank you, Max.
Let's do some of the television shows.
There's no way Newhart wasn't the top-rated show.
There's no way it was. Texaco Star Theater, I'll go since 70.
That was Milton Berle, wasn't it?
Rowan Laughlin. Marcus Welby, M.D., Laverne and Shirley, 60 Minutes, Dallas.
I should have said 60 Minutes.
Dynasty, The Cosby Show,
Dallas,
Cheers.
My gosh.
Cheers, Home Improvement, Seinfeld, ER, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, Survivor, Friends, CSI, and American Idol. Some movies, Grease, Raiders of the Lost Ark, Return of the Jedi, Beverly Hills Cop, Back to the Future, Top Gun, Rain Man, Home Alone, Terminator 2, Aladdin, Independence Day, Saving Private Ryan. Harry
Almost
Potter.
Almost said that.
Shrek
Almost
2.
Almost said Harry Potter.
Dark Knight.
Almost said Dark Knight.
American Sniper. Black Panther, which was said.
I said Black Panther.
That's what I just said.
You didn't give me credit
Inside
for
Out 2.
Wait a minute.
Barbie.
You told me Black Panther wasn't one
no,
of
I
them.
I didn't. I said yes.
No, you didn't.
Rewind the tape. Of course I did. I absolutely 100% counted that as correct.
I don't think you did.
I know I did.
I'll go to my grave.
You better go fast.
All right. Nice comeback win for yours truly. Who's now about 9-0 against Max.
It's poor Max.
No offense, Max, but good grief.
I need you guys to at least evolve into the second half of the 20th century. I know you're not
going to. We couldn't get it because you had Monday night or Sunday night football.
But the
and didn't tell us.
Seinfeld? You couldn't
guess
Seinfeld?
I like that band.
Out of the great country of Canada.
Done a little bit of their work in karaoke rooms across
oh,
the city. Yeah, I have.
You used to. You haven't done.
I haven't
did.
Karaoke'd in probably 8 years.
Well, let's fix that.
But I've sang in my car. My wife's a particular judge of vocal ability, being a former Friends singing Quaker.
Oh, of course.
And a great vocalist herself. And has given me thumbs up.
Wow. You wouldn't expect that from your significant other, but
no, not if I wasn't singing well. I wouldn't.
What a rare
no. We have an honest relationship
that you guys have.
We're not like you and your wife. Oh, Jeff, that was great, and
it was great.
Meanwhile, our ears are bleeding. That's yeah, not
you're just jealous. I don't know what you're jealous
of. That's not
of.
The kind of relationship I have.
I don't know what you're jealous of, but you're jealous of something.
What?
Are you jealous that I know all the words to songs?
How did you get jealous out of that?
Well, I'm just figuring out what it must be. Because you're lashing out for what reason?
Well, you pointing out you don't think my wife's being sincere.
I didn't say that. I just, I wouldn't expect... Has she ever said that, Bob?
Sure she has.
Come on now, bud.
Yes.
Watch it.
Absolutely.
Watch what
Not
you're doing.
Not about my singing.
What about?
You know, my ability to cook or construct a sentence.
That's true.
But my singing is without criticism.
I made some chili last night. We should have brought you some.
Well, no, you never do that.
We got a lot of leftovers.
I'm looking forward to the chili returning at the Artichoke. There's a little plug for the Artichoke, my good friends over there. And
it's a good place.
Their chili is so good, and I think it's back. And now I am not going to think about anything other than chili.
We're not too far away from the Artichoke.
I got to work here a little bit after the show, then I got to get home. I got to take my wife on a little errand, and hopefully we'll see some improvement in the kitchen remodel.
It's a long process. It's going to be incremental improvement.
They pretty much gutted the kitchen.
That's the start of it.
Cabinets gone, backsplash gone, wall gone. Now the work begins. They're talking about getting new cabinets started this week.
And still projecting a 7-week timeline?
That's correct.
I don't know. It seems long.
They're doing a new ceiling, new backsplash.
Ceiling?
Sure.
What's up with that?
You gotta repair the ceiling. Where they take the wall down, you know that affects the ceiling.
Never heard of anything like that.
Of course you haven't, because you don't...
So do you not have a ceiling on that part of your house right now?
You not know that taking a wall down would affect the ceiling?
But how?
Yeah, you're actually wanting to know.
Yeah,
you actually don't know.
Tell me what effect
the wall runs into the ceiling,
understood.
Right?
Understood. So tell me exactly... Now, how that?
So you gotta refinish the ceiling, and you can't just refinish that part. You got to do the whole ceiling.
Wow!
Do you understand that?
No, not really.
The amount that you don't understand could fill. Could fill an ocean.
I'm so happy I don't have to understand things like that, or ever think about them.
Oh, I just hate this. But what if your wife would wake up one day and say, I'm going to let this clown live on his own? I don't know what you'd do.
I'd struggle. I'd have to find another lover immediately.
No, you wouldn't. There's no way you could find one.
I'd have to.
You don't know how to do anything.
Name one thing I don't know how to do.
I could name one thing you do know how to do.
What's that?
Get on this show and...
I cooked the chili last night. I make dinner. I make food.
Chili is like...
It's the easiest, but I had to cut. I had to prepare. I had to... but I'd make dinner a lot.
Well, when I have a kitchen, I'll get back to that. But in the meantime...
What will you get back to?
In the meantime, I'm going to go get some chili.
Are you going to get back to me cooking?
Me cooking. And I can't wait to get the ranchero salad... At Doc Green's.
When are you doing that?
It's so good.
Doc Green's is
a
nice place.
It's got a little bite to it.
A little kick?
Yeah.
Well, it's ranchero. It better.
And I just love it.
I'm happy. I'm getting pretty good at writing with my left hand over here.
So anyway, if you want to go back and hear any part of the show today, and we've had a good show. I've had a really good show.
What have I had? An average show?
Adam Teicher, Kevin Saul, our guests, Tomorrow on the show, we've got Wichita State women's basketball coach Terry Nooner among our guests. We got a couple of big high school games here locally. Collegiate Andale.
Big one.
Northwest Cape and Mount Carmel.
There's more than that. I looked at the slate.
Yeah, but those are
for
the
my
two,
Friday five. There's,
those are the two really big ones.
No, there's a couple other ones.
No, there's not. There's not anything that matches.
Yeah,
up.
There is. And I'll.
What is it?
I don't remember, but I'll in my Friday.
Well, if you think you know.
No, but I remember going through the games. Wow, that's a good one.
Nothing matches those.
They will.
Because I've already. No, they won't.
They will. There was like a Sedgwick somebody or a somebody someone.
Sedgwick?
Somebody's playing.
Sedgwick Marion is a good game.
Yeah, that's a good game.
It doesn't match those.
Oh,
two.
What a game that is.
God, what a.
Couple 3-0 ball clubs?
Yeah, it's a good game. But it's not that. Mm. All right, thanks for listening, everyone. We'll see you tomorrow.
Listeners, I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore, where people tell interesting stories about their family history and then we investigate the truth behind them. Family Lore is available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.